I think I have a read that works tonight. First of all, I'd like to welcome you all to this concert tonight, the Blue Room concert. Without you all, we would not be here, and this festival would not be here, and we just want you to know how much we really appreciate all of you. We cannot do this without you, so thank you. We were very honored to be asked to participate in this concert tonight. As you know, it's mostly, I don't want to make us more nervous, but it's normally the Kronos Quartet or Eighth Blackbird or someone famous and special, and then we get to have a nice night off. But tonight, we have been asked to play for you, and we are honored. And it's very fitting that this is Maren's 25th year at the festival. Sadly, her final. I'm not going to talk about that because it'll just make me sad. But the piece that we're about to play for you tonight is called Intercession, and it is, as you've seen in your program, it is written by James McMillan, a festival favorite, for sure. I am not that well-versed on 20th century oboe trio music, and I think that's probably because there isn't that much of it. And to be totally honest, this guy here, he knows. So we received the call that we were going to do this, and we realized there's this fabulous trio by James McMillan. And the really cool thing about this trio is that it was written in 1991, Maren's first summer here at the festival. So that was an accident, but a happy one. So a couple of things to look for in the piece. As you probably have heard, many of the orchestral compositions that he's written that we've played here, he loves to write for woodwinds in the highest of the registers. And in unison. It's his favorite thing. So normally we have, 12 people to do that with, and this time it's only 3. And this piece is no exception. We'll be screaming in the high register and whispering in the high register. And just one final thought. I had to look up exactly what the word intercession means. And actually, the beautiful thing is that it means acting on behalf of someone else and actually praying on behalf of someone else. So I think with the way things are in the world today, I think that's a lovely sentiment to get this concert started. So thank you for coming. This is Intercession by James McMillan.
Okay, we have a piece for you now that is not quite as loud as the last one. This is the world premiere of a piece that I was asked to write just a few months ago. The title is a little cryptic. It's 1,000 less than 3. The piece that the orchestra will be playing next Friday is a puzzle piece that has a puzzle embedded in the piece, and I'm very much about puzzles and things to solve, and so I thought I'd make a fun little puzzle out of the title. If we take a look at the individual sections of the title, 1,000 less than 3, you see we can assume, if we're trying to solve this puzzle and reflect upon it to figure out what it actually means, A can be the letter A. 1,000 in Roman numerals is M, less than, we can use a less than sign, and 3, we can use the Arabic numeral 3. And we all know from texting that if you do a less than and a 3, then you can make a little heart. So in shorthand, we can look at the title as such. It is A-M and a heart. Of course, my initials are A-M. And I also noticed that both the letters in my name have left-right symmetry, as does a heart. And so if you reflect on that, you get... Alexander Miller loves Marin also. Okay. Thank you. So there's a lot of love here at Cabrillo, and it's not just me. It's everybody here. We all love Marin, and we know that she loves us. And it's of course, our hearts, as full as they are with love right now, they do ache just a little bit because... with every day that goes by, we know this is the final summer. And so I'd say that I really did appreciate this this commission. It came at the perfect time because just a day after I got the call asking me to write this piece, I got a concussion. And of course, for brain tumor patients, usually a concussion is not the first thing on your wish list. So I had this sudden thing where I was starting to compose, and I was in a place where my doctor said, you really shouldn't be doing anything at all. And it went on for about 2 months where my head was in this very, very strange place. So I did have some early sketches that I had down before I received this concussion. And I decided at a certain point when I was getting too close to the deadline, I thought I should just insert the concussion into the middle of the piece. Because, you know, why not? Because my head was in a very, very strange place. So I created this material in the middle of the piece that's very otherworldly and dreamy, and it's just in a very different place than the rest of the material. I worked in, as much as we all love Marin, I decided to incorporate her name into the piece. So there are two different ways in which I accomplished this. The first way is right at the very, very end of the piece. There's a fun little tail end where I took the letters from Marin's name, M-A-R-I-N, and I translated them into musical notes. They actually sound like this. That's M-A-R-I-N, okay. So because M, do, re, mi, and the A is the note A, R, do, re, the I from do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, T, or C, and then N, there isn't a note N, but I figure it ends about in the middle of the alphabet, so G is about in the middle of the scale. It was good enough for me, so.
Sure.
Yeah. It sounded good, so. And then also, this was unconscious, but it was pointed out to me that the main motive that is continually repeated, the main rhythmic motive, is daddy, 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 daddy. It sounds like you're saying Marin, Marin, Marin. So, without any further ado, we have the world premiere of this piece, 1,000 Less Than 3, adding to the great canon of works written for double reed trio and percussion quartet.
Thank you.